sick of the deal.
We want lots of money, but give us anything.
They didn't want to be pioneers much, so so they took the gun, and my father got the land. And of course, it was just a claim because they hadn't they hadn't proved up on it. You know, that's what we called that. And I guess that's still the expression they use. You have to live on it 5 years continuously, you know, and do a certain amount of improvement before you got your deed to it. You wonder what the world. They're peanut thrashers.
Were those air conditioners on there?
Hmm?
Or is the air conditioner good?
They were air conditioners. Well, the peanut thrashers are shaped just about like that. I didn't pay them too much attention. They're usually green, and this is the time of year when they're going through, so I miss on it.
Did you call those things peanuts here in the early days?
Goobers.
Were they called goobers then?
Most of the time.
Now they're peanuts, huh?
Well, I don't know that I ever said goobers.
Did you when you were a girl?
I don't remember. I expect maybe I did, because everybody else did. I wouldn't know what you're talking about, but you said peanuts probably.
Yeah. What rooms do you have in your house now?
Well, there's the living room, dining room, and 2 bedrooms, kitchen, bathroom. It's not very large house, but it's quite big for we two.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And it isn't. It could be improved quite a bit, but anyway, it's a...
I was admiring these large doors here that let the air come through.
Well, they were built, of course, before there were such things as air conditioners, and we don't feel like we need them. Well, we just kind of like the open air anyway.
It's pleasant.
And it's very seldom that these doors have to be closed, even in the even when it's raining or anything.
Yeah, good. What do you call this part of the house out here? What do you call this part of the house out here?
Oh, it's just a porch, I guess, screened-in porch. You can't sit out on a porch in this part of the country without the flies getting you.
So what would you have called this when you were a girl?
I think they always said porch.
Just a porch, yeah.
Huh? Porch.
Now, you mentioned your kitchen. Do you have a place in there where you can store your canned goods and things like that?
No. Everybody here stores those things in the cellar, a dugout. And dugout is more, it is more popular name than than cellar. But our cellar leaks, so I have all my canned things stored on the back porch out there.
Did they ever have those little places built off the kitchen where they could store
pantries? Some of the houses have them, but I lived in a house before we moved here that had a pantry, and I didn't have any use for it. It was the most unhandy thing I ever saw. And the shelves were wide out, so you had to put things back at the back. And everything you wanted, when you wanted it, it was on the back part of the shelf. You had to move all the front things to get to it. I didn't like it, so I didn't. I've never wanted any pantry about mine.
How did you heat your house when you were a girl?
With wood stoves.
Did they ever have those fireplaces in this country?
Not in this part of the country very much, no. I only know of one house in this whole vicinity that has a fireplace in it. In Amber, and she doesn't use it, of course, and hasn't ever since she's lived in it. But now over in eastern Oklahoma, see, we didn't have much wood here, and the fireplace takes twice as much wood as the stove to get the same amount of warmth. So we had to consider that.